kissed you foolishly if you work till three on a Sunday afternoon. Bookstore girl, I'll see you soon. Oh, 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 yeah. Bookstore girl, I'll see you soon.
Freaking for the weekend, we've been breaking borders, leaving speechless. Haters talk about all us, leave them teethless. Women I have slaughtered cause they decent. I'm coming for they daughters, leave them leasing. Pichu, you was all up in the creases. You don't hang with ballers, said we beefing. If I don't get the call, then make we leave it. Yeah, what? Yeah, me.
Able to go again to a show last night with a different group of friends, and a lot of things really felt full circle. And yeah, I just respect Charlie so much as an artist, as a songwriter, and really enjoyed that. Now up next you're going to be hearing Uno by Rex Orange County, another concert that I went to when I was in high school. This time it was second semester senior year, right before the pandemic hit. And I gotta say, this was a very strange experience. I did not sneak out this time, but one of my best friends did. And I was sitting together with her boyfriend, and then her parents found out that she had snuck out and made her go home. And then I was left alone to be sitting at this concert with her boyfriend. It was a very surreal experience, but you know, at least it makes for a good story. So yes, Uno by Rex Orange County. Enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know where to start. How do you admit that you're falling apart? I mean, how will I admit that I'm falling apart? My mother's gonna worry, but I'm finding my heart. I live the words that I've said, and I live with a voice that tends to tell me that I'm shit in my head. And well, maybe I should fuck it and be happy instead. I should just say fuck it and be happy instead, right? Trying to tell me how to deal with myself, but I'm not gonna listen if you mention my health. I don't care, don't tell me and don't text me, cause that kinda shit upsets me, just kind of affects me, and it's bringing me down, and I'm not gonna lie. These days I prefer to just not be outside, and these days I just end up spending all of my time with my girlfriend, but to be honest, I think that's alright. Cause time keeps rolling and I'm just making songs.
I'm doing my best, still find myself stressed,
and I'm no longer sure where I belong.
I'm starting to rust, don't know who to trust.
Don't trust anyone, not even me.
Some people concentrate on style too much, but I think I just force myself to smile too much, and that should soon end for the best. Yeah, I wanna live my life with no stress, love life and feel blessed. Like, it's kind of funny on the inside, I'm trying to be a man, but really I'm just a little child. Shit, and that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Is there anything else?
Oh yeah, my jaw hurts a lot because I grind it with stress. I was an idiot recently and lost a lot of my friends. Nothing brings me joy and nothing makes me smile. Being at school makes me aware of how I haven't been myself in a while. And I wonder what it was like to be 11. Wonder if there's such a thing as life after death, such a thing as heaven. And every now and then I think about the fact that I'd become a legend if I died at 27. I'll be the one that stays till the end, and I'll be the one that needs you again, and I'll be the one that proposes in a garden of roses and truly loves you long after our curtain closes. But will you still love me when nobody wants me around? When I turn 81 and forget things, will you still be proud? 'Cause I am the one who's waiting this long, and I am the one that might get it wrong, and I'll be the one that will love you the way I'm supposed to, girl. Oh, oh. But will you still love me when nobody wants me around, around? When I turn 81 and forget things, will you still be proud? Proud of me and my short list of accomplishments. Say, me and my lack of news. Well, me and myself wish you nothing but a happy new version of you. Because I want you to tell me you find it hard to be yourself, so I can say it's gonna be alright. Yeah. And I want you to love me the way you love your family, the way you love to show me what it's like to be happy.
Visit cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. I am so sorry, I just realized that my mic has been off this whole time. So, yeah, I'm not sure if any of you heard the things that I said, but we just went through Charlie Berg, Mia Gladstone, and Rex Orange County. This is Time Warp. The theme is Best Live Show. Up next, we have Diving Woman by Japanese Breakfast, which was a show that I went to first semester this year. And yeah, this was a really amazing show. Like, first time during quarantine or during the pandemic that I went to see live music. And I was so grateful for that. And it was very surreal and emotional. And I had just read Crying in H Mart that summer. I just have so much respect for Michelle Zauner as a musician, as like a creative, like a writer. And she describes and writes about grief so beautifully. And I just want to support her for the rest of my life. So yes, here is Diving Woman by Japanese Breakfast. So that was Diving Woman by Japanese Breakfast. And I just want to say, I'm so sorry again about the microphone thing. I'm so used to sitting in a different spot and Nacy having this microphone. So that is why it wasn't turned on before. Shout out Nacy. Right now, unfortunately, she has COVID like so many other people on campus, but you are missed so dearly, Nacy, if you are listening, and I love you very much. Okay, so again, back to the PSA from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. And another public service announcement from WMFO. If you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help keep it freeform. So yes, back to Japanese Breakfast. Wow, what an incredible piece of music. I just feel like I don't know what the right word to describe it is, but like the vibrating synths in the background of that song in Diving Woman, really hearing that and feeling that in your body live was like a spiritual experience that I just don't think I will ever get to relive again. And it was just like crazy. She just like, I feel like, is able to put so many feelings into sounds and lyrics that I just have so much respect for and could never imagine doing. And I just can't believe that her brain thought to put those sounds together and believe that they would sound good and perform it live. And it was just such an incredible show. Up next, I will be playing Boyish by Japanese Breakfast again. And I just have to say, also, hearing her live was not only incredible because her voice is so crisp and serene, but also watching her perform with her husband, Peter Bradley, is like the sweetest thing ever, because just the way that he looks at her when she's like in her element on stage feels like just the most purest form of love, like just supporting your partner in what they're doing and just having complete adoration for them in that moment. It was just the loveliest thing to witness, and I'm really grateful to be able to see a love like that in person. So I'm glad that she has gotten over whoever this is about in Boyish and has Peter Bradley with her. So yes, Boyish by Japanese Breakfast.
Woke from a dream in which you'd left me posing for cars on the American stoop. Don't make me beg you just 'cause you can. I'm just one man with loneliness. I'm just one man with needs.
That was Posing for Cars by Japanese Breakfast. Wow. I really don't even know what to say after listening to that. I feel like every time I hear that song, it's like a complete emotional journey. And yeah, I feel like it's really beautiful sometimes to just take the time and sit back and be able to enjoy the sounds that are surrounding you and just kind of let them consume you a little bit. And being able to hear that live, I think I was just sobbing. Yeah, it's just so emotional. That like guitar, I like the guitar riff at the end that just like completely overwhelms you. It was just like so insane hearing it on the record, but also in person, just so beautiful. Okay, so up next we are going to be transitioning to Lucy Dacus, which was a show that I saw in October. I really respect Lucy as an artist, and I think she's someone that I really look up to a lot because, I don't know, her songwriting process and the way that she writes, like, personally, almost autobiographically, I think that's something that I take a lot of inspiration from in my artwork. And yeah, this song, to maybe alleviate some of the emotional damage that I've done this morning, I'm going to be playing Going, Going, Gone. And if you are just tuning in, this is Time Warp, and I hope you enjoy.
Daniel made a pass. We started flirting after class, stealing hats and trading jackets, locking lips and braces, brackets. After dinner, before dark, we'd meet at the same bench in the park. Sweaty palms, averted eyes, wasn't sure if he and I were going out. Going out. Going out. The sun set through a tantrum. It wasn't ready to go just yet. Mother Earth said time for bed. It resisted and the sky went red. The color filtered out like pulling teeth out of a cloud. The bloody battle ended, no. Sun can't break the habit of going down. Going down. Going down. Ooh, going, going down. Daniel in 10 years, grabbing asses, spilling beers. Another 10 and he'll have a daughter. She'll grow up and he can't stop her. Back on the bench, making plans, watching the day end hand in hand. I always had to be home by 8. My dad would kill me if I was late. I'll be going now. Go.
That was the one, I think.
Yep, that was great. That's what we were looking for.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Cool.
Ooh, wow. I'm so happy. Thank you, everyone, for doing this. I owe y'all whatever you ask of me for the rest of my life.
the first time I tasted somebody else's spit, I had a coughing fit. I mistakenly called them by your name. I was let down, it wasn't the same. I'm doing fine, trying to derail my one-track mind, regaining my self-worth in record time. But I can't help but think of your other in the bed that was mine. Am I a masochist, resisting urges to punch you in the teeth, call you a bitch and leave? Why did I come here to sit and watch you stare at your feet? What was the plan? Absolve your guilt and shake hands. I feel no need to forgive, but I might as well. But let me kiss your lips so I know how it felt. Pay for my coffee and leave before the sun goes down. Walk 4 hours in the dark, feeling all hell. Don't hold your breath, forget you ever saw me at my best. You don't deserve what you
again.
was Night Shift by Lucy Dacus, and before that you heard Going, Going, Gone, also by Lucy Dacus. So yeah, that was a show that I had the honor of seeing in October, and hearing Night Shift live was amazing because everyone in the audience knew the lyrics, The House of Blues, and it was crazy because people were like moshing to the song by the end, and that was the way that they concluded their show. So yeah, really grateful that I was able to go there with my friend and roommate Annika, who is just the most wonderful person ever. Up next, to close out the show, I will be playing Someone to Spend Time With by Los Retros, which was a show they opened for Chicano Batman in December, and I actually went to that show with Nacy, and it was just really amazing. I don't listen to a lot of Chicano Batman, but we wanted to go there to support Los Retros. Tickets were cheap, and it was just a really lovely show during a time when it was like really stressful with finals and whatnot. So yeah, really glad that I was able to do that before the end of the semester. And if you are just tuning in, this is Time Warp and you are listening to This is Ashley from Time Warp and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So up next, we have Someone to Spend Time With by Los Retros. Please enjoy.
For me, but we could take the high road. first you love me right now. At least you say that to me. But if you really did, baby, you would face it with me. Say